best luck for the rest of the season, but I hope Brian and Wimmo still does shit for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the FPL by Dummies. I am Tom and no Cam this week. He's pissed off because he's got some exams to do. So instead I've been joined by an old friend of mine, who very happy boy this evening, my very Geordie, very happy friend, Matthew. Matt, how you doing, mate?
I'm very good, Tom. I'm very good indeed. Yeah,
very,
you're right.
Very happy?
Very, very happy indeed. It feels like our biggest win of the season. Yeah, it feels like a huge win. We got close to nicking something off Man City. We got close to nicking something off Liverpool, and then conceded late on. We hung on today, and it's very much papered over the cracks of a terrible fantasy football week for me. But we'll come on to that.
Yeah, we'll start with Newcastle because why not? Obviously, having an unbelievable season, aren't you, mate? So. Yeah, I mean, deserved winners today as well, I'd say, yeah?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't think it was one of those games where Spurs played great. I don't think we tore them apart or anything like that. We just Hugo Lloris had a bit of a mare, to be honest.
Right, okay. Definitely a foul, wasn't it? Definitely a foul.
Absolutely not a foul. Like, how many? We're in the protecting the goalkeepers and all that. But
I'm winding you up.
Do you know what I am going to genuinely say? Like, I think it's the sort of thing where, like, if the referee gives the foul on field, he's not going to turn that over. If the referee doesn't give the foul on field, he's going to give the goal. Like, it's just one of those things. And this was the example that I was trying to give to Will. Was like, if that's Nick Pope coming out to get the ball there and he puts it forward and Kane sort of bumps into him and Kane scores, you're going to go, well, what's the keeper doing that far out? He lost the ball. So I think the keeper lost the ball. But I was quite, I genuinely believe that in the long run, these things work themselves out. But we played really well. We're top four, Champions League.
What do you reckon? Is it possible?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm going to temper expectations. I'm going to do an Eddie Howe.
What's the expectations then?
I think the expectation would be to get a top seven finish. Yeah, if we got seventh, what's that? Europa Conference League. I think that's what do they say? It's like manager expectations on FM. It's like seventh and a good cup run.
Keep the bar low and you'll never be disappointed, will you? So
but we, you know. What's the classic? We dare to dream, but roles reversed for you. What was all that about? Getting rolled over 4-0 by Villa.
It's the no manager bounce, mate. Not the new manager bounce. The no manager bounce.
Well, Wolves don't seem to have got that memo.
Do you want to hear a ridiculous stat that I read today? It was Aston Villa scored more goals in the first 15 minutes of their game with Brentford today than they have done in the last 409 minutes under Gerrard.
That's shocking.
Why, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I blame the Villa owners today, because why couldn't they have waited one more week?
Why couldn't
they wait another week? They could have waited another week, and we could have rolled over Villa this week, and then next week they could have sacked him. That'd be fine. And watch, you play Newcastle, you can play Villa with a new manager. No manager. It's just not fair, is it?
It really is, like, such a shame, but... like, you can't help but feel that he'd lost a bit of the dressing room then. You know,
your plane has a plan, and then all of a sudden there's no manager and they win 4-0 against a team that's playing good football. I mean, we should have beat Chelsea last week, so.
What was it like? I mean, I guess this is where, when we talk about fantasy football, you're just not really sure, you know, what were the results today? 4-0 Leicester, 1-1 Southampton Arsenal, 3-2 Fulham, 4-0 Villa Brentford. There was lots of goals, whereas midweek it was very much it was a defender's game. So, and it was very, I don't know about you, but yeah, my only two points returners were Kane and Haaland, and everybody else blanked.
Yeah, mate, same with me. I have Haaland and Mitrovic are my only two returners, and the rest of it is absolutely shite.
How many points did you get?
46 in total. And yourself?
God, 48. The average was 48, which just tells you.
Well, I had a nice old drop, and I've obviously there's games. There's obviously the West Ham Bournemouth game tomorrow as well, so that will drop further. But I've dropped from 13k in the world to 33k in the world after this week. So
13k, that's excellent.
Yeah, unfortunately not anymore, but I mean, I'm still doing pretty well.
7-1. You must have had a few cracking weeks.
Yeah, and it's been generally good. But yourself, mate, how many points for you? How many points for you was it total? 48.
48. Although if you class my other team, 75.
Yeah,
right. The team that I'm actually using.
Obviously, of course. Just tell everyone the story, because this is, I'm not going to lie, the most ridiculous thing I've heard in such a long time. I've looked at the overall rank of it as well. It's actually ridiculous. So
yeah, let me go and have a quick look at it. So basically, the story goes that, and this is completely the truth. Complete truth, as in some of my mates at home have been absolutely winding me up about it, but it is the absolute truth. And that is, I was making a team on my normal Sky email account login. It was all ready to go. Everything was absolutely fine with it. And then a couple of hours beforehand, when I went to go sign back into the app, literally I just got requested to go and put my password for my email address back in. I never use that email address, ever. So I couldn't even send a reset link to that email address. So I was like, well, shit, I'm just going to have to literally make a new team with a different email address. No word of a lie. So I did, and it differed very, very different. Very, very markedly. I think it was only two players. I think I played Zinchenko in the team that I changed and Ben White in the other one. And if I now look down all of the leagues, basically I've got a team where one of the teams I change and the other team I don't change whatsoever.
Yeah, so put it in perspective, you've got Leon Bailey in that team. I also got 13 points this week. Also, basically, in Matt's lock team, he scored 75 points this week. The team is currently ranked 130k in the world, and the captaincy has been on Kane for the entire season, which obviously it wouldn't have been if you were playing it normally, would you? So if you add if you add those Haaland captain points into that like lock teammate, you're probably, that team's probably going to be like what, top 10k, top 5k.
I think if Haaland was on that, like just to give everybody some context, like the people that have considered, like I've had Danny Ward in that team from the very beginning. Well, obviously I haven't changed it at any point because I can't have access to it. I've had Trent in it though. My team is Ward, Cancelo, Trippier, Trent, Ben White, Salah, Bailey, Almiron, Jesus, Kane, and Haaland. So, like, a pretty solid team. It's there. It's got Andres Pereira with 10 points on the bench, and it's got Nico Williams.
To put it in perspective, I'm trying to work it out for you. So, basically, your team that's locked is on 767 points. Right,
769.
Right, yeah. I'm currently 30k, and I'm on 791. So only a few. What's that? Like 20 points ahead. No, less than that. Yeah, 22 points. I'm 22 points ahead. Right,
22 points ahead.
Think how mad this is. Then ready. So if you'd captain Haaland instead of Kane in that team, who scored in total? So Kane is currently on 82 points. Right.
Yeah.
This is actually mad. So basically, Kane is currently on 82 points. Haaland is currently on 117 points. Mm-hmm. So I mean, which is absolutely ridiculous. So let's say, obviously, let's just say hypothetically, because it's easier. You'd captained Haaland for the entire season. You'd have 35 more points, right? Oh mate, this is going to make you depressed. I don't really know why I'm telling you, to be honest, because
I'm quite keen to find all of this out.
Well, in total, you'd be on 807 points, which is, I mean, ridiculous in the first place.
And where would that put me in the world?
That would currently put you, let me just quickly check for you, 807 points would put you 1 point inside the top 10k, so you'd be about 9k.
Wow.
And the team's locked out.
The team locked out and it's 135k in the world. But basically, I think the moral of the story of this is just make a team and do fuck all with it.
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. Literally zero transfers. I mean, if you guys want to check it, then the Matty's league, like code. His team code is 1080694. And you can obviously go check it out. And literally you can see like no transfers being made. Ridiculous rank, and obviously scored 75 points this week, which is just insane. So
I mean, it has got a bit fortuitous some weeks, you know. Like,
it's just so funny.
It's like the whole thing of like where I've not had like Trent for a game or something, and like let's have a look. Yeah, Trent got 0 points. Like, yeah, it's just hilarious. I think what this just shows more than anything else is like my dad was talking to me about like fantasy football, and he was saying like the fantasy football that they used to play, you could only make like 10 transfers max in a year.
Right.
This was 15 years ago or whatever. And like, if you think about it, that's kind of the way. I'm by no means saying that this is a good thing for fantasy football. I think it would be a lot better for our own mental health. Yeah. We could only make changes like once every 4 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're all sat there going like, oh my God, should I take a 4 point hit? Should I take an 8 point hit? The answer is do fuck all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've proven it. The team's literally ridiculous. It's just so funny. So yeah, results today. I mean, that's mad. I mean, quick one then. I mean, we're talking about Newcastle. I made a bet with Matt at the start of the season that Brian Emerson would score more goals than Miguel Amaron. I am completely muddied. I'm just gonna send you my money now, to be honest, mate.
He had a great game. I mean, although again, Lloris should have saved it. He really should have said it. But he's a guy who's just really, really high in confidence. My only worry about Aaron is like the casuals have just jumped on board. Like, he's now at 12% ownership. Like, even after the Fulham game when he got 15 points, he was on like 6 or 7%. But he's just got 5 goals.
You own him.
I do own him, but I don't. Well, in my no change team, he's been in my team the whole time. But in my normal team, he is currently second on the bench.
Oh.
So basically,
I mean, to be fair, yeah, I mean, he was playing Spurs this week, and so I mean, it's a fair benching, isn't it?
I mean, I ended up playing Diego Costa at home to Leicester instead, but you know. Wolves are shit. The tune are good. Just play Almiron every week.
Yeah, and I mean, but does it make you feel even better that obviously you heard about how many shots they had today?
Yeah. Does it make me feel any better?
No.
Well, no, because I'm not going to play him next week either, Costa. Like,
so, yeah. So
this little love affair with Diego Costa was short and sweet.
You want to give you the stats, obviously, on the Leicester game, which was also ridiculous. Wolves had 21 shots in total. 61% of the ball. Leicester had five shots on target and scored 4 goals.
I was out and about and I just kept scrolling through this guy feed, and it was talking about, oh, you know, and Costa's had a great effort saved, and Costa lays it off for this person or whatever it may be. I mean, they've got Brentford, they've got Brighton, and then they've got Arsenal. I mean, I might wait for him to have Brighton at home. But like, this week, my trade-off would be, do I play Almiron at home to Villa, or do I play Costa away at Brentford?
I mean, definitely playing Almiron at the moment.
I'm just going to play him. Like, I'm just going to... I've said something. I've put my neck out there. I've put it in the chat. I'm playing him every week.
Got to play him.
I'm playing him every week until he gets injured. Until he gets sent off.
Absolutely, got a plan.
I'm just going to play him. And hopefully then he has a few blanks and then the casuals jump off him and then he scores.
Yeah, well, I had a good fun weekend this weekend. So I'm myself away this weekend. I was with a friend of mine who is also a Wolves fan, and we took great joy in both of us watching each other's team completely capitulate, which was very funny.
God, absolutely.
I was obviously, Brentford were 3-0 down after 15 minutes, and then my friend was obviously taking the piss out of me, and then I got to take out the piss of him because he's a Wolves fan. So, I mean, win some, lose some. Karma's a bitch.
Yeah. No, it's just some really, really surprising result. And I think we've seen that in the returns this week. You know, the fact that, you know, I'm on 48 points, the average is 48, and the only two people that returned for me were Kane and Haaland.
I mean, Haaland's just a joke, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got Haaland captain. Everyone had, you know, I say everyone quite tentatively, but when I mean everyone, I'm just going to say anybody with over 20% ownership.
Well, I mean,
Zaha's got over 20% ownership. Martinelli's still owned by half the people in the game. Foden owned by 27% of people. You know, we were absolutely in the mud with him. Trippier owned by 60% of people. Cancelo owned by 55% of people.
Yeah, well, Haaland is currently on 84% ownership, which is just a joke.
I mean, what are the 16% of people doing that don't own him?
Probably just dead teams and people who aren't playing anymore.
One of my biggest frustrations this week, I say two big frustrations. One was that Saka didn't do anything. Saka didn't return. I was really, really hopeful that he was going to get a return. But Kepa Arrizabalaga, I think I saw, I sent you a message on it. Mm. Oh, he was top of the bonus points. He'd got 5 saves. He was on for 10 points. And then Casemiro, of all people, showed up with a grey header.
Probably should have saved it as well. I think he gets a hand to it, doesn't he? Tiny bit stronger.
That was really, really frustrating. But like, that's one of those things where I was sat there last night making some dinner and Man U scored and I was absolutely fuming. I was like, why am I letting the game get to me this much?
Absolutely.
But yeah, went from 10 points to 3 points. But yeah, it was just one of those weeks. We go again next week.
Absolutely. I mean, other results obviously this week. Fulham beating Leeds at Elland Road, good result. Again, they are up the table. Like, they are doing very well.
And Andres Pereira getting 2 assists. Like, what a, you know, Andres Pereira getting 2 assists. Danny Ward keeping a clean sheet. What a week for the casuals.
I don't even think for the casuals. Pereira, to be honest, I'm not bothered about Pereira. I bench Pereira. I was never going to play him, so that was always that's fine. I'm happy with that, to be honest. Yeah. Obviously, Mitro got his goal. Again, absolutely fine with that one. Danny Ward, a lot of people still got him on the bench. It made sense to play him against a Wolves team who literally scored 5 goals this season.
5 goals? That's how many scored 5 goals this season. My word. So who have they got? Who have they got next week? They got Brentford.
Brentford. Get yourself a Brentford defender, boys.
Get a Brentford defender and then Brighton. And then I was like, yeah. But the thing is, though, stats do skew it a little bit. Well, as in not stats do skew it, but, they played well today. I will take that back. It sounds like they should have scored today, Wolves.
Oh, definitely. Oh, 100%.
But anyway. No, I mean, I think overall, it's just one of those weeks where you just sort of have to go shrug your shoulders and just go, it was one of those weeks. And there's not a great deal to talk about, because all of the people that we think, Haaland still as good as ever. There was, did you see many people in your mini leagues capitaling Salah at all?
There was a few. Yeah, there was a few. I felt bad for them. Liverpool. And what is going on?
I've got to be honest, I've not caught any of that game.
Oh, it's great.
When I saw that Salah was through the middle, I thought to myself, oh gosh, this could be a real drubbing.
I think the best way to put the game is that Henderson made 7 saves. Absolutely. Great. Alisson made 6.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't like Forest weren't bad either, if that makes sense. Henderson saved an absolute chance right at the last minute from Van Dijk, which is really jarring because obviously I own Van Dijk, of course. Good save. Liverpool, I don't really know what's going on at the moment. So, yeah, just crazy. Just really crazy.
I think Liverpool have been really quite inconsistent this season, and then they could go and beat Leeds 5-0.
Won a game away from home yet this season.
Really?
Yep. Crazy,
wow.
Right?
Wow, that is incredible. They've got Leeds at home, then they've got Spurs away, and then they've got Southampton at home. It's really, they've been really, really quite shaky. Man City as good as ever. Is this the start of the Arsenal wobble?
No.
No.
Nah.
Because they've got Forest next and because they can
good.
Get them.
They still look good. They drew today, obviously. They still look good. They were still making chances. Obviously, they didn't finish them today, but another day they probably could have won that game. So, yeah, I don't think so. They still look good. Jesus was a bit off it today. Didn't think he looked great. But, the rest of the team was all right. It was still relatively good. So, Yeah, no, I think that'll be okay. I mean, Saka got booked today for diving, even though it wasn't a dive. That was entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, again, just adding insult to injury. How many bookings is he on?
Only two. And that's the second of the year. So, yeah.
I mean, that is one thing to that is one thing to know. And I think Zaha had a couple of, by the sounds of it, a couple of chances. But yeah, what a surprise that was. Everton.
Great,
I think Everton are rubbish. What do I know? I mean, to be fair.
They have been rubbish.
well, I watched them against us midweek and they were really quite poor going forward. They had one shot, none on target, against Newcastle. So I thought to myself, Mark Gay, that'll be all right. You know, I'll get him in. Got a chance of keeping a clean sheet. No, conceded three. So,
and a yellow card. Beautiful.
And a yellow card. I mean, yeah. Zaha got booked as well. Same incident. So Zaha and Gay. Fuck the Palace boys. Sorry, Palace fans. What is happening? Again, really quite inconsistent. But again, they got Southampton next week. They can win that. I think they're capable of upsetting or beating most teams. You know, I think they really are.
It's been an interesting week.
It has, because I think what this week has shown is there's more, like, you know, we're doing this whilst we're on a podcast. There's more information out there than ever before on fantasy football. There's more people on Twitter tweeting about who they've got. There's more people who spend, to be honest with you, quite a lot of their life doing something that's fantasy football related or creating content like we are right now, albeit, you know, we are dummies. We are by no means experts. And so you look across most teams and, you know, you've got five or six of the same types of players. Whereas I think even 5 years ago, there would have been a much greater variance in the types of teams that we would have. And I think ultimately then the returns, we could obviously look at each other's teams, but I can't help but think that sort of YouTuber podcaster involvement is having perhaps something to do with the fact that this week, Kane and Haaland were my only two returners, and I've ended up returning the average number of points. What do you think? To what extent do you agree?
No, I don't agree. I mean, I don't own Trippier, and I've got Van Dijk instead. And if, I mean, everyone can take their own punts on different players, and obviously, it's all about, at the end of the day, it's who's going to score you the most points. So, you know, each person will have a different opinion. Obviously, people will follow other people's advice. I mean, obviously, that's what we try and do here, but not very well. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty poor, but obviously, it's the ones you can take punts on. Like, for example, this week for me, Saka was a punt. I mean, good differential. Would have got me a lot of points. I still have David Raya in goal. And last two game weeks, he scored me 10 points in both of those. There's definitely punts available. There's definitely ways to go, which is different.
I think there is ways to go that are different, but I'm thinking of like quite a lot of people who just sort of base their teams on other people's teams sort of thing.
It's hard though, because it's like, well,
when do you diverge away from that?
Well, also you can't see other people's teams unless they post on social media. So
obviously
they can post what they think they're going to do and what they might do, but obviously they could change that last minute. I mean, there's been a big one this year where there's one guy on Twitter who's called FPL Raptor, and there's been, I think it's 160 people that have copied his team this year. So he deadline streams and then he puts his team on. And he's currently ranked like, he was in like the top 100 in the world at one point, but and there was also 160 people who were also in the top 100 at the same show.
Oh, was that FPL Raptor or something?
Yeah, Raptor, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Was everyone just copying Raptor's team?
It was very funny. I mean, it is what it is, but it's going to just be.
But I think we all also play at FPL for the whole, you know, we've got a differential, he does really well, and we go, oh yeah, great, that's fantastic.
You also celebrate when Haaland scores two goals, even though it doesn't get you anything. Still enjoy it, don't you? So
you do absolutely. Indeed. Like when you bring in Miguel Almiron, and you know that you're going to be losing your bet.
Never gonna happen.
You're gonna have him. But let's look forward to sort of next game. I'm conscious that we're rambling or more I'm rambling. We're up to game week 14. We've only got three more games.
Watch you ramble, mate. It's fun. What we'll do is we'll move on to Snogmare Avoid, which if you have listened to us before, Snogmare Avoid is short-term pick, a long-term pick, which is a marry. But I mean, it's only three game weeks until the wild card. Yes, there is a wild card in game week 16 for people who aren't aware. Free transfers during the World Cup. And finally, avoid someone that we don't want. I'm going to kick the ball off because, to be honest, mine are shit this week because I honestly, my team is very static and I'm not really sure who to pick. Someone who I quite like the fixtures for, and just a little one, it might go terribly wrong, but someone I've been looking at quite a while, to be honest, and the fixtures have finally changed for him, is Marcus Rashford. He's not been great in the last three games, to be honest, but Man United have looked much better. West Ham next at home, Aston Villa and Fulham with the final three. So, I mean, both of the snogs and marries this week are really going to be mainly snogs, because obviously only three game weeks until the World Cup. But yeah, West Ham, Aston Villa, Fulham, I quite like it. I mean, Man United obviously looked much better against Tottenham the other day, picked up the point against Chelsea. Really like it as a punt at 6.5 million. He's not expensive. Definitely will be a differential. And it's just something that's slightly interesting. Thoughts are obviously on whether people are going to be keeping Salah, and obviously there's a lot of money there. Sorry, 6.6 million. And it's just the only issue you've got with him is he's another midfielder in a very, very full midfield at the moment. And so who do you replace him with? That's the only thing I'm thinking of at the moment. So I won't be able to get him in this week if I wanted him. But I just want someone to look at, really. A United player. It's quite interesting. I'm really just waiting for Martial to come back so I can put him in my team. But I don't know how long he's going to be out for, to be honest.
I think in the build-up now to this World Cup and this impending wild card, just go for it. Just give something a try. As he says, whilst making a transfer, that's not really giving something a try.
Yeah, but you've already proven as well not to make the transfer this year, mate.
Don't make transfers. Don't make them. If you think you've got a good team for this week and you've got two free transfers, don't use them. Just pass them off. But no, I think you can afford. You're in a position where you can afford. You know, if Rashford goes wrong, you've only had him for 3 weeks. You know, if you know, Almiron goes wrong, you've only had him for 3 weeks, all those types of things. So, I mean, it's an interesting one on Man United, because whilst I still personally believe that they're a relatively inconsistent team, West Ham don't have the greatest defence in the league. And then Man United have got Villa, still a bit of an unknown quantity even after today. And then they got Fulham. None of them are particularly tight defences. But as you say, it's who you get rid of in that midfield. It's probably a difficult one, because at the start of the season, it was very much, you know, fill your forwards, get your forwards, get all three of them. Now it seems a bit more 3-5-2-y. I mean, that's what I'm going to be playing next week. I'm going to be playing 3-5-2. So, yeah. Punt away, Thomas. Will you be bringing in Rashford this game?
Can't get him in this week. As I said, there's no space for him, but it's a really interesting one if people are looking to get someone else out. So, who's your punty snog this week?
Punty snog? Gosh, I think I've had many punty snogs. I'm just going to say it, because I'll kick myself if I don't. Just get Almiron on in. Just get him in your team, just for a bit of entertainment value. For anything else, like, he scored, he's on 67 points, and he's a 5.3 million midfielder. That's nuts. I really like him. I'm a Newcastle fan. I'm regretting the fact that he's been on my bench far too many times this season when he scored points. He has also been in my team when he scored points. Again, it's who you free up. I think Almiron could be really, really useful, I'm going to say the phrase, as an enabler. So, like, if you want to bring in Almiron for Zaha, what's Almiron's price? It's 5.3 and Zaha's 7.5. And then it frees up a little bit of money to say, get, I don't know, Trent for 2 weeks, or to go and get Kane up front, or, you know, some other area. So I would say he's my snog. But having said that, I'm still going to stand true on my conviction of saying that I still really like Bukayo Saka. I think he's going a little bit under the radar because of the amount of other people that own Martinelli. He's on penalties. I mean, I brought him in this game week. I was a bit confident. I was actually really chuffed because I kept Martinelli last game week. Only had 10 players playing. And everyone was on Twitter was like, who do you get rid of? Who do you bring in for Trossard? Is it Foden? Is it Saka? I'm not really sure. And I was sat there going, excellent. I own both of them. No problem there. Both of them do fuck all. Yeah, but I still think Saka's a really good pick. So I would say he's another one as well. Yeah. I'd be eyeing up even though he blanked.
No, I do like the Almon pick. I mean, he's obviously playing really well. The issue I've got with him at the moment is, the thing is, he's like you said, he's an enabler. But with how many people you want in the midfield, are you really going to place Andreas with him? So I assume, do you own both or no? Do you not own Andreas?
No, I don't own Andreas. So
that's the thing. It's like, because he's an enabler, so my issue is like 9 times out of 10, if I get Almiron, I'm going to bench him. Like this week, I benched Andreas. I only will play him when he has the world's easiest fixture, and like, and then I'll play him. The problem with Almiron is I'd want to play him, but I also want to keep Andreas because he's my bench fodder because he's 4.5 million. He's so cheap. I mean, I think Andreas is now, is he 4.6? Yeah, he's 4.6 now, but like, I just don't need to get rid of him because obviously he plays every week and that's all I need from a player. And obviously he's very far forward. And that's the only issue I've got with Almiron is that for me, the only way for me to get Almiron in, because obviously, so my midfield at the moment is Saka, Martinelli, Salah and Foden plus Andreas. And so who do you take out of there to put Almiron in? And I don't have the money to get Andreas up to Almiron. That's the issue.
That doesn't help you. I mean, as I was thinking about all of this, you could be just a virgin and you could just snog no one.
Absolutely. Why not?
If you like your team, if there's anything, I'm suffering from this at this moment in time because my other team is doing so well. If you like your team and you've got a free transfer, or you've got two, you just like the look of it. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. Absolutely. I think there is a little bit. I think I've definitely been guilty a bit too much of tinkering. Although I am gonna go out there and go and make a really unpopular snog, like you know the sort of like. I'm gonna be careful with my words in here. The slag in the corner. Although to be fair, he has worn some quite slutty material in the past. Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely. Back. They need a striker. They've needed it for ages. He wasn't actually that great today. He had one shot and scored a goal, but yeah, why not? The only problem I got with him is a bit expensive.
I mean,
7.9 mil still.
He is. You could get Saka or you could get Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'd rather Saka, actually.
I mean, the one thing I would say about Calvert-Lewin is, and I know his ownership will go up here, but he's got Fulham away, Leicester at home, Bournemouth away, and he's owned by 0.3% of people. If you've got a bit of money, you can always give it a go. You've only got 2 or 3 weeks. You know, he got put through a few times against Newcastle. He just didn't quite click for him.
No, but
I think that's definitely punty.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be nice and short and sweet with my Marries this week. Phil Foden, he's still the second best Man City attacker to own. I still think he's better than KDB as a pick, value-wise, and when he plays. Obviously got his rest this week. Next few fixtures, Leicester, Fulham and Brentford. I mean, I'm quite confident that he'll play the next few. He's obviously had his rest this week. Grealish did very little. He didn't really impress me very much.
Yeah, yeah.
And hasn't really impressed very much this year, unfortunately. I mean, he just wasn't great, to be honest, against Brighton. Didn't think, obviously. Then got taken off, I believe, if that's correct. Sure, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did get taken off, and Foden came on and played 27 minutes.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, so, yeah. I think it was a straight swap. So, nice and easy. Oh, no, I think he came off of Mahrez. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Mahrez also had a stinker. It's just an easy one to pick. He's 8.2 million. Him or Saka both could punt up until the World Cup. Both got great fixtures. Easy one for me this week. Yourself, Matthew?
Yeah, so Murray. my so 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 my My Mary, although, yeah, we do call it some Mary because you're going to only do it for 3 weeks. I think if you've got the funds, go and get Mo Salah. And the reason I say that is he's, you know, with Jota injured and Luis Diaz injured, it seems more likely that he's going to end up playing through the middle a little bit more. They've got Leeds at home. That's the sort of game week that last year we'd have been licking our lips as FPL managers and going, captain, set, leave it. Mo Salah gets a hat-trick. I can already see it. I can already see like a Mo Salah hat-trick. I would say it again, but again, the risk's not, there's not massive risks. You've got 3 weeks to give this a go. The only thing I would say about it is, if you're like me and you've got Kane, Spurs didn't look great away today, but they've got Bournemouth away. Are you going to get rid of him for Bournemouth away? And then the week after that, they've then got Spurs Liverpool. So that just feels like a bit of a nothing type of transfer. But I think if you've got the funds, I would say just maybe give him a go. See, you know.
I own him and I won't be selling him before Leeds. But I'm more than likely going to be selling him after Leeds.
So, you reckon?
Mate, he's got 3 goals less than Miguel Amaron this year. He's got 1 goal more than Brian Mbeumo this year. He's been shit. Liverpool have been shit. And he's currently burning a £12.8 million hole in my team. Whereas you can have exactly what you just said. You can have Kane. You can have De Bruyne. You can have Son. You can have another rogue punt, Bruno Fernandes. Obviously popped up with a couple of goals the other day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of players currently. I mean, I'm gonna definitely own him this week, but I'm pretty confident I might be selling him before the who have they got? Is it Tottenham?
Yeah, they got Tottenham.
I mean, he'll have to do something crazy good for me to keep him after Leeds.
Because if he scores a hat trick, you're gonna keep him.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
If he scores one, what are you gonna do?
Probably sell him, because there's a. I mean, Harry Kane is on 80 points this year. He's playing brilliant. He's,
He's just ticking over.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, I said the other week, I was like, oh, I'm not really a big fan of Kane because he's getting points, but it's not sort of no big hauls. He's on 82 points. He's the second top scorer in the game. I think I was chatting absolute shit. I must have been high or something.
Has he just got one goal? Oh, no, he got 2 goals against Nottingham Forest.
He's got 2 blanks this year. He scored 10 goals already.
Three blanks.
Three? Okay.
First game of the season, then away at West Ham, and then last
week. Well, he still got an assist. Still got an assist against West Ham.
Oh, did he? All right, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Consistently just banging goals in this year. And the fact that, obviously, if Haaland wasn't in the game, everyone would be talking about Harry Kane.
Yeah, true. Who's your transfer this week, if you got one?
No, roll, absolutely. I'm doing the same as you, sir. Rolling to get two transfers for next week.
I've not rolled. I've gone and made a transfer already.
So who are you avoiding this week?
Who am I avoiding? I think it is a relatively straightforward one. I don't think many people are going to be bringing him in. I'm going to avoid any Chelsea defender.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
And that sounds really strange. It's because Graham Potter does not know what his best 11 is, and he doesn't know what his formation is. And I've got Kepa. I wildcarded in Kepa. Literally, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, Kepa's number one now. Potter's going to make them a more solid defensive team. And I've got a bit lucky over the last few game weeks. He got
10 points.
I think 10 and an 8 or something like that. So it made me think, oh, well, should I go and look at Chelsea's defence? I just don't know who's going to play. So, I mean, okay, they've got Brighton, so you might say, well, you know, I'm not going to bring a player in for that. But if I were you, I would just avoid a Chelsea defender. And I would just avoid any Palace players. I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
Every time I own Palace players, they don't do anything for me.
What I'd say about Chelsea defenders is I completely agree with you. Stats-wise, conceded 7 shots against Aston Villa. They should have scored. Kepa played really well.
Villa should have scored.
They conceded 5 shots on target against Brentford, which one was literally 6-yard box. Should have scored.
Yeah.
Kepa played very well.
Yeah.
Played against Man United, conceded another 6 shots on target. Kepa played very well. And obviously conceded last minute.
Yeah.
They concede in lots and lots of chances. And it doesn't matter who's in fucking goal. You can have Manuel Neuer in goal for Chelsea. He's still gonna concede. He's played well, but he's still gonna concede goals because they're letting in so many chances at the moment.
Yeah, that was the whole thing around Newcastle, at least a couple of games ago, which was a lot of people on that sort of wild card type.
Double triple up on Newcastle defenders.
Went double. Some people even went triple. But we are the same as that. We concede a lot of chances from outside of the box. So like teams shooting from outside the box, shot on target from outside the box. So like even though we've only conceded, I think it was 10, our XG to concede is like 13. So it's one of those things where Chelsea are probably the same as well. Chelsea probably on the face of it have looked like they've got a tight defence, a bit like Newcastle, but still concede quite a lot of half chances. Or if you're Ivan Toney, a lot of chances that you really should be putting away because he should have scored against Chelsea.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, Mbeumo is an absolute sitter as well, to be fair. Completely agree with you on that one. My avoid this week is Trossard. He scored a goal against Man City. And yes, we've just talking about Chelsea and how many shots they conceded him. But Chelsea's next game. And again, it just sits in that like, well, last week, I think Cam sent me a tweet earlier the other day. And I think this really does sum it up, actually. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I understand people obviously change it up. Last week, he was transferred out by 567,000 people. This week, he's currently been transferred in by 106,000 people. You're just jumping around too much. You've made a transfer for the reason. There's a reason you're taking him out. Stick with it, because you've probably brought in Saka or Foden. So unless you're getting money from somewhere else, just keep him for now. Don't jump back to Trossard. I just don't think it's the right move.
I
think Brighton are quite attacking. Fixtures coming up aren't bad. Chelsea and then they've got Wolves and Villa. I just don't think it's the right move right now. Not this week, maybe next week after the Chelsea game. But like I said, I mean, Chelsea are conceding loads of chances. But they're not conceding loads of goals. They're still a good side. I just think they will concede the odd goal. But I just don't think Trossard's the move this week with Chelsea at home this week. Is just like, I mean, still like a Chelsea side. Even though they're conceding chances, it's still a good team, aren't they? So, yeah. Nice and simple this week.
I think Trossard's an interesting one. But like, yeah, if you got rid of him last week, like I did for Saka.
Me too, for Foden.
Don't bring him back in, Paul.
Exactly.
What about that Wolves fixture?
Yeah, but I mean,
what about it?
That's... I mean, I've obviously just said about Foden. So it's like, who are you taking out for him? That's, again, the problem is at the moment the midfield is so packed. It's who do you take out for Trossard, and it's difficult. I mean, a lot of people have really nice midfielders at the moment. So.
I think if he got rid of how much money have I got? I'd have to get rid of Almiron, but I can't do that.
Exactly.
I'm not allowed. In fact, actually, I wouldn't even be able to afford him. I'd have to get rid of Zaha. And Zaha would feel like, Zaha to Trossard would feel too much like a bit of a sideways move.
Well, I mean, if you think of Zaha as well, Zaha's got stuff. I mean, a lot of people have Zaha. I got him out like this week for Foden, which made sense for me. That's, you know, a sensible move. But I was going to keep him. I was going to get in Jesus instead, because Crystal Palace's next three fixtures are Southampton at home, West Ham away, Nottingham Forest away. Why would you want to leave? Why do you want to remove that man from your team? And he's playing well. I mean, just because Foden, I could see Foden, the higher upside from Foden than Zaha. That's why I've done it. But again, who are you taking out for Trossard? And for me, most people will probably do it. You know who you could take out for Trossard? Next week, Salah.
So when Salah blanks, are you going to bring in Trossard?
Bring in Trossard instead. Yeah, absolutely. Not, but someone, it'll be someone. But yeah, that's Snog Mary Voy for the week. So thank you for that, Matthew. We'll very quickly look at the league. I mean, you've had a stinker, I've had a stinker, but we'll have a quick look and see if anyone is in there who's not had so much of a stinker. Maris is still top of our league, and fair play to him. He's now on 813 points, which would actually,
wow.
Matty, not going to say, mate, you'd be on you'd be on 6 points less than him if you'd stuck with your other team. But yeah, another good week for him, 62 points. I actually think you're the highest scorer this week, Matt. I'm actually being serious. Your like non-transfer team is the highest scorer this week.
Oh, God.
It actually is. I'm going through it all. There's 1 second. I want to double check because if this is right, that's actually
hilarious. It is.
It actually is. I've gone through it all. When am I? Top scorer this week was 75 points with a team that you're currently locked out of.
That's actually fantastic.
Danny Warden goal, Ben White with an assist, Leon Bailey, Harry Kane captain, Haaland and Elrond. If you captained Haaland, you'd be, Christ, knocking on the door 90 points there, mate.
That's a real frustration. Brilliant. Oh well. I've got a good team lineup for next week. I've already made my transfer, so it's all done. It's all done. Just
lovely. What have you done this week?
I've done a very boring transfer.
Go on.
I got rid of Max Kilman just because they conceded shitloads. Yep. And I brought in Fabian Schär. And you might say that is a bit of a silly thing, but we are a very solid team at home. And I've just gone Fabian Schär, Trippier, and I'm just going to go double Newcastle defence.
Absolutely.
And I'm just going to see where it goes, because I had to play either Kilman, Gay, or Matt Doherty. And I was going to play Doherty, and then he didn't start today. So I thought, you know what? He's not necessarily nailed on to that Spurs team. So I've just gone and brought in Schär for Kilman. And it's going to be a good week. I'm going to score loads.
I like it. I think it's a good move. I'm probably rolling my transfer because my team's looking pretty good. I do have Mark Gay starting at the moment, which is a bit scary. I mean, I assume Haaland's captain for you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be captain until he keels over and dies.
Yeah, absolutely. Even when he keels over and
I might captain him when he retires.
Yeah, I'm still gonna captain when he keels over and dies, to be honest, mate. He'd probably still score more goals than everyone else. So
put the arm in and him at the funeral.
They'll just put his coffin in the 6 yard box and he'll still add him in. But yeah, crazy week. You can obviously still join the league as well using the code BJ3GEE. And I think that's all we've got time for, mate. Thank you for joining me this week.
My pleasure. Even more my pleasure when the two and win away, you know. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on. And best luck for the rest of the season. But I hope Brian and Wemo still does shit for you.
Brilliant, mate. Thanks for that. I'm gonna apologise because my voice has been shit in this episode because I was out last night, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm absolutely horribly hungover today. If you have listened all the way through and you've gone like, "Oh, Tom Town's sexy and gravelly tonight," that's the reason why. thank you very much for joining us again this week. Hopefully, this is a better episode than what we had last week. If you didn't listen to last week, would 100% recommend going back and listen to it because it was a pure entertainment. Even to the first 5 minutes, just to hear Cam absolutely meltdown. But yeah, as I said, thank you for listening, and we will see you again next week. Bye for now.
See you later.